Mostly because you really needed me, because you didn't know anything about the big book, and you didn't know anything about the steps, and I knew a lot. The problem was that my disease, you know, we've talked a lot about denial in the last 24 hours, my disease didn't see the fact that my face looked like hamburger, I had two black eyes, and my jaws were wired together because the alcoholic I was living with had hit me so hard in the face that I'd broken my jaw in two places. And so they'd sewn my teeth together with wire metal things with hooks on them, and then they put like twisty ties through your teeth, and then they tie them like that and stick. It was just brutal. They don't do that to you anymore now, but, you know, so I'm bleeding. It was horrible, but I can speak very clearly without moving my teeth, one of the gifts of the program. And so I could tell you, you know, my mom is sober, my dad is sober, so if you have any questions, ask me. I'd be happy to help you. And I didn't get that principle of attraction, you know, and I just wasn't very attractive. However, I kept going because that human defect of pride served me to come back to educate you because you were just so stupid. I mean, it was amazing how little you knew about alcoholism. And it took me almost 4 years before I asked anyone to be my sponsor because I felt like I should be the sponsor. I'm the one who's been going to AA for 10 years. Now, mind you, now I don't drink. I had my last drink on April 1st, 1980 because I took a sip of white wine and my earlobes got hot. And that was way too out of control for me. You know, I was thinking about my earlobes and I couldn't think about you and what I needed to do in your life to make sure you heard me. To date, I don't believe anyone has ever heard me and changed their life, but you know, I keep trying. So I keep going to meetings. I did finally ask someone to be my sponsor about 4 years later. Because what I did realize was I went to Al-Anon meetings and some of you looked so much better after coming to some meetings, right? It's like you got that grit out of your jaws and the lines here were gone and the pierced lips, you know, all those physical things that are, you know, when you're that tight about everything and there's only one way to load the dishwasher and there's only one way to play solitaire. And you know, not that that's exclusively an Al-Anon thing, it really is it's a symptom of the disease of alcoholism. If you've ever lived with someone who tells you there's only one way to do something, like, that's a major red flag. There's so many ways to load the dishwasher, just want to let you know. However, it's also not worth getting into a fight over. So I've also learned that, okay, if I have to put the forks always north-south, I will put the forks north-south, you know. So I want to say that I was talking about my dad just for a moment. I wanted to tell you about my dad and my mom just a bit. My dad, after that awakening I had, that he was actually really sick, that I had never known my dad, I wrote him a letter. That's where I was. I was back there with that letter thing. I wrote him a letter and said, "Dear Daddy, I had no idea that you had a disease. And I realize now at 24 that I have no idea who you are, and I would really love to know who you are. May we please have dinner together and you can tell me who you've been, because I have just hated the you that I don't know for so long. I have no idea who you are." I have that letter. I checked it a couple of years ago just to make sure that wasn't one of those magical mind things that Leslie was talking about last night, that I'd made it up. No, I really did write that letter. And it really does exist. And he said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you come with me and I'll introduce you to my friends." And he took me to my very first AA International Convention in Denver in 1975. And I haven't missed one since. The one in 1975, on Saturday morning, we woke up and the headlines for the Denver Post were, "Local convention eats the city out of ice cream." right? They hadn't planned that.